Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kitchen Garden offers down-to-earth advice from the finest minds in gardening to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed every month with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have 7 different offers available exclusive to our podcast listeners, so there's something for every budget. And don't forget that all subscribers are eligible to sign in to our Subs Club on the Kitchen Garden website.
So go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG229 for all the details.
Hello folks, and welcome to episode 17 of the Kitchen Garden podcast. Thanks very much for downloading it. We hope you enjoy it. I'm here with the Kitchen Garden team of Emma.
Hello.
And Tony.
Hiya.
And we're just leafing through the May issue of Kitchen Garden. Action-packed as ever. First thing that caught my eye was we've got a really nice feature on companion planting. So that's sort of growing various flowers and other plants along with your veg to help attract beneficial insects and everything. Anybody tried it?
Well, I'm doing a little bit of an experiment this year with the carrots, because in the past I've had carrot fly.
Yeah.
So, you know, the wisdom is that you plant onions, and in fact I noticed Ben Van Heems in the article also mentions planting or laying sprigs of rosemary along the carrot rows.
Yeah,
and the idea is, you know, the scent masks the scent of the carrot.
Just to mask the smell, yeah.
So
you can see it might should work, can't you?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Tried the famous Three Sisters, which was supposed to be a Native American idea,
uh-huh,
of planting sweet corn and then planting squashes and beans in the same patch. So the beans scramble up the sweet corn and the squashes kind of cover the ground, because there's always quite a lot of ground between sweet corn plants, isn't there?
Yeah.
And that actually did work quite well. It was quite good.
Helps hold some water in the soil.
Space.
Yeah. I'm going to try the Tagetes in the greenhouse for my tomatoes this year, see if it'll keep the white fly off, which it's supposed to do. I think it's just the sort of scent of the Tagetes helps keep them away, they say. So I'm going to give that a go.
Done lots of nasturtiums.
Black fly love nasturtiums, don't they?
Well, sometimes they say that you can attract more, can't it?
Have to say, I do wonder. I've still covered up my cabbages even though I've planted nasturtium.
Coward, see?
You're just feeding the pests.
Can't leave anything to chance.
No. As you talk about carrots and carrot fly, we've got a good project, haven't we, this month, making a carrot fly frame. It's not easy to say, with Martin Fish. I suppose that is the sort of belt and braces way of stopping them, isn't it?
That's really the ultimate.
That's a complete cover for your carrots. Not one of the flies wouldn't get anywhere near the carrots, unless of course they come up underneath it.
It's always a drawback. Yeah, you could just stand there and watch them bounce off, couldn't you? Really, I think it's quite fun.
Because I mean, what was interesting, Martin said that he's tried all sorts of different methods, even carrot fly resistant ones, and this result's been a bit mixed.
Because some people say if you just put an 18 inch barrier around, that's supposed to work. But of course, then some people say, well, although they are low flying, if you get a gust of wind,
Yeah, that's important.
Got this waft one over the top.
Yeah. Or raised beds, they often say, you know, they work better, you know, to about, like, say, 18 inches to 2 foot.
But to be completely fly free, then you're going to have to do what Martin's doing, and that's create a cage of that crop protection mesh.
Yeah, very fine stuff. Yeah.
I think the more you get into this and you grow, you realise just how much protection you have to put around most of your plants.
You do, don't you?
Yeah.
Cover your entire plot, really. You could do, ideal world, wouldn't you? Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm growing everything in a polytunnel, so I suppose I have done in a way. Yeah. I grew my carrots in containers last year, in patio tubs, and they seemed to get away with it.
Yeah, they were great, weren't they?
But one of the varieties I grew was resistor fly as well, which is supposed to help, isn't it? Mm. Whether I was just lucky or who knows. I'm trying it again this year, so we'll see. Another feature that put together myself this time was on planting, because bearing in mind we're talking about the May issue, if there's any seeds that you hadn't sown yet, or you sowed and they didn't come up so well, because May's a good time to look for plug plants in your garden centre, or lots of the advertisers in KG will be selling them at that time of year, and you can always top up with those.
Well, towards the end of the month, for most places, apart from perhaps far north, you're not going to get frosty days or frosty nights, are you? So you're going to be safe to plant out more tender stuff.
That's it, yeah. Yes, we've just got tender stuff waiting in the greenhouse or whatever. I mean, round here, we're sort of East Midlands, we're talking sort of beginning of June, aren't we, really, to plant out. I know a lot of people will be different from that, but generally speaking, most of the country is fairly safe, from the south anyway.
Just keep an eye on the weather forecasts.
Yes.
The frost can take you by surprise, can't they?
Oh, can't they? Yeah. So, yeah, just as well to have some fleece handy, just in case.
Well, you get quite a good variety of little plug plants from garden centres or mail order, can't you? You get a really good range these days.
Mail order, you know, especially plug plants, can be really cost effective.
They're very good quality. You get lots. Good quality. You're starting off with a good plant, you often end up with a good harvest because... Yeah. You know, if you're growing your own from seed, if you just get it slightly wrong, you know, not enough watering or overwatering, you can easily, you know, not just end up not having such a good crop at the end, really.
Yeah.
And there's sort of tips in Steve's article about, you know, when your plug plants arrive, what to do with them straight away.
Yeah.
How to look after them.
That's it. I mean, you're saving on the cost of seed and compost, and so it's not perhaps as expensive as it might have first seen. And you can get organic ones as well now. So, you know, if you like to grow organically, you can get plug plants which have had an organic start, as it were. So that's quite good.
And then, of course, if you haven't got much ground to put them in, you could grow them in buckets.
Ah,
we've got a feature on growing crops in buckets.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Because, of course, buckets are really cheap to get hold of, aren't they? You go to these sort of pound shops or just other, you know, other shops and buy really cheap buckets.
I think they're about a pound a ton, weren't they? The ones you got, local DIY store.
Make sure you put a few holes in the bottom.
Yeah, that's important.
And then you just fill them with multi-purpose compost. And you can plant pretty much any veg in them, can't you? So,
absolutely.
I mean, for
one
average-sized bucket, you'd get one squash or one courgette plant in a bucket. Mm. But you can maybe get five or six beans, certainly dwarf beans, dwarf French beans. Maybe three sort of runner beans, climbing runner beans, because they do need a lot of water and a lot of feed. So you probably wouldn't want to put more than three in a bucket.
Yeah, some strawberries.
Strawberries would be great,
That's a nice one.
Onions as well, you can grow onions. Mm. Yeah. Sort of pack them in and then gradually pull them out. Eat them as spring onions, just leave the last few to grow on.
One tomato in a bucket.
Mm.
And the really beauty about them is, of course, you can just lift the buckets up and move them around the garden or... you know, and they're ideal if somebody's renting a place and they don't quite know when they're going to move.
That's right,
because you just basically grow your whole veg garden in buckets and just take them with you if you have to move.
We've even got to... if we've got is a tiny balcony or something. Right, yeah, flipping through, we've got all sorts of features. We've got a nice feature on heritage beetroot, yeah, which I always love to grow. One of my favourite veg, I think. So easy to grow. But Rob Smith's mentioned some more unusual varieties, which is always interesting to try something I haven't tried before.
You can get yellow ones, can't you?
Mmm. Yeah, we've got Burpee's Gold in here, yeah. Yep, good old Bolt Hardy, which is, I think, still most popular. So that's something I should be sowing very soon.
I've also got a feature on an exotic bean.
Yeah, I love the lavender sound of this. Love the name of it.
Yes.
Sort of lovely flat pods.
Flat podded bean, isn't it? Lab.
What a great name.
Good name, isn't it?
Yes.
Lab.
Yeah, they're great. There's some nice purple podded ones called hyacinth beans as well, which are nice. And they've got beautiful flowers too. So they're very ornamental. I'm sure you could grow, looking at a picture of some lovely purple flowers here, the sort of pea flowers or bean flowers, but you know, the sort of sweet pea shape flowers.
Good in your flower border, really.
Great in your flower border, wouldn't they? Yeah, a trellis at the back of the back of the garden or an obelisk. Yeah.
They're easy to grow.
Yeah, I think so. Tender, of course, but yeah, pretty easy. Of course, it's always worth remembering to save a few pods at the end of the season to get your crop going for the following year. One of those things where they're really easy to save, so you don't have to buy seeds every year.
Yeah, do we say where we get the seeds from? Oh, yeah, I've got some Sutton seeds, I've got some.
Oh, yeah.
Ruby Moon is the variety. You get them from Sutton seeds.
Yeah.
Climbs vigorously. Fast maturing.
Right. Oh, well, looking through, we've got plenty going on there, haven't we? Plenty for you to do. That's
May is certainly a very busy time in the garden, isn't it?
It is. Beautiful time, isn't it? April, May are my favourite months.
Are Kitchen Garden on their travels this?
Oh, yes, yeah. We've got Harrogate Spring Flower Show coming up very soon.
Starts 20th of April.
20th of April to the 23rd, yeah. Yep, so we'll be there in force, won't we, for the duration.
Yeah.
Talks, and we've got a stand with great offers going on for subscriptions, that sort of thing.
It's a great show, Harrogate, isn't it?
Oh, it's lovely.
Fantastic.
It's a lovely flower
show. Flower displays are fantastic, especially in the spring ones, I think.
Oh, they are, it's lovely wandering around.
And vegetables as well.
Yeah. Lots to buy.
Seeing what plants you might want to fill the garden with. It's always come home with them.
Bring a big bag.
A big car full. Get told off. Know where to put them. Just bought them on impulse. But so if you're in the Harrogate vicinity at that time, do come along and see us with your gardening questions, or just come along for a chat and we'll be there. And of course, it's National Gardening Week as well, 10th to the 16th of April. So make sure you get out and out to your garden centres and out in the garden and get busy, make the most of the beautiful weather I'm sure we're going to have.
There's lots of events on, so it's basically just go onto the website and there's events all around the country, basically just to encourage people to get in their gardens and enjoy them.
That's it, yeah. We've got the diary dates pages on our website, haven't we, and in the back of the magazine, so do check that out. Great. Well, thank you very much for listening to us. That's a sort of, there's a whole lot more in the issue as well, of course. So do go and have a look for it. It's out in the shops now. And thanks very much for listening to us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.